It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool went to Sheffield United, won 2-0 in the Premier League. Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers, Neil Atkinson, Ben Johnson to discuss this one with you. Sean, come to you first after a win, because you always say I don't. I'll let you have the floor of that wonderful, wonderfully remembered. Lads, come on. Review conspiracies, review bingo. I've come to you on this grandest of occasions. We'll start at the very top. Liverpool's lineup comes out, and I think you can sort of tell as much from what he says pre-game as what he says post-match, the manager. In that he's almost very quick, almost snappy, as to say, yep, Fabinho and Jota will be back for Chelsea. And he's quite reticent with stuff like that usually. I wonder whether with this one, okay, Jota wakes up with an illness, but, you know, if it was Chelsea in this one, you would get Fabinho on the pitch, or you'd find a way to. And, you know, the sort of opposition dictates the fact that, yeah, you're not entirely comfortable with Adrien, Kabak and Williams and Phillips, sorry, playing centre-back. But the flip side of that is you back yourself that the other eight on the pitch will get the job done against these.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to Sky, we still had Alisson in goal for about 89 minutes, I think. I can't believe someone didn't pick him up on that. I was a bit underwhelmed when the team selection came in, to be honest. I'm pretty keen and almost desperate for us to change to a 4-2-3-1 type shape. And when the team came through, you look at the personnel and see that none of the injured lads are quite ready to come back in yet. And then you think it's going to be potentially a bit more of the same. You kind of think, well, probably got enough to get past Sheffield United with 3 points. But are we going to be able to put a kind of performance in that you feel you can give the lads a bit of confidence and then take that into the next fixture, which is obviously a massive one. And it was quite pleasing when you see the way that Liverpool set up. It's that constant reminder that just because the names on the team sheet are listed in a certain way and the graphics come up on the screen doesn't actually mean that Liverpool are going to set up the same with and without the ball. And I think it's quite interesting the changes that Klopp has made there, in order quite emphatically, A, to improve things, and B, to try and get the most out of Mane and Salah. And I think you can see that, and I think it's the right call, but I think you can see from that the remainder of this season is very much going to be built around Mane and Salah, and in terms of where they are and getting the service to them.